We are released from class and gather in the hallway, settling snugly onto couches or sprawling across puffy beanbags. We are high schoolers and we are tired. Some students immediately disappear behind the lids of their laptops, shiny, metallic, and new, and some begin their daily homework, often uttering interjections of confusion or dismay. There are occasionally muffled conversations, but mostly, we are focused on whatever we are doing, homework, Instagram, or surfing the web. This is the general ambience of an extremely competitive high school. The student body is generally friendly, the teachers are caring, and school itself is engaging. Naturally, though, an environment filled with high stress and ever-present tension lies the dark undertones of illegal student activity. I had assumed that the majority of the student body would be against marijuana use, since it is well known to be detrimental to both one's health and future. What influences these young students to seek out drugs? I wanted to know what other people thought, so I talked to people on the streets of Oakland.
I think mostly it's peer pressures, and then there's kids are doing it, and then they feel like if they're not doing it, they're being outcast by their friends, and they're making fun of them and mocking them. So
I believe some may just want to try it for the experience. I believe there's probably a group of high schoolers that are trying to mask some other pain they may have, so they use the drugs as a means to escape the reality of their day. And then there may be a few that enjoy it, I guess.
I think high schoolers do drugs as a form of recreation, as a form of entertainment, and as a way to escape stress.
Their opinions reflected the thoughts of Rachel Concannon, an experienced school counselor at Head Royce. She believes that high schoolers often pursue marijuana for a multitude of reasons.
I would say the biggest thing I've noticed about drug use is that kids are very bright and they know, like, rationally and logically it's not good for them and it affects their brain. But also at this age, kids' prefrontal cortex is not fully developed, and what happens is that a lot of risk-taking behavior happens when you're a teenager, and you're curious, and your friends are doing things, and you want to check it out and see how it makes you feel. And then if you like the way it makes you feel, it encourages you to do it again. Mm-hmm. And often if kids are stressed or worried or sad, it's a way, it allows them to escape from that feeling for a short time, and that feels good as well.
I found her answers highly logical and probable, but I wanted to hear directly from people who previously smoked marijuana. All names have been changed to protect their privacy. Richard, a current high schooler, says he continues to use drugs to escape from his depression. Quote, $120 will pay for an hour of counseling or 14 grams of marijuana and 42 to 56 hours of escape, end quote. He believes that marijuana is more effective and that the detrimental side effects are worth the relief. However, based on previous experiences at parties, he expects that the majority of his peers are involved in drug culture because they're exhibiting the standard rebelliousness that teenagers are so well known for. He explains that to them, drugs are a way to express their desire for independence from their families. Tia and Ostello also use marijuana and proclaims social pressure as the main source behind their smoking. Tia concedes that her friends first introduced her to marijuana and notes that her school's bathroom stalls stink so badly of marijuana all the time. She does not think too seriously of marijuana and casually laughs that it is something everyone at her school does. Ostello explains that he smoked marijuana, quote, because everyone else was doing it, because there was easy access, and because he thought it made him seem more adult-like, end quote. His peers encouraged him to do drugs at parties, and he complied in order to fit in with certain crowds. He says it helped him escape his problems and his reality temporarily, but mainly just to look cool. Contrary to my belief, many people I talked with believe that marijuana use would be more prominent in affluent high schools.
I would say probably affluent areas. I don't know what it is about rich kids, but they feel like they can get away with things, I feel like. So feeling like you can, like it doesn't really affect you.
Well, I think they're more common in wealthier areas. However, the less wealthier areas are policed and governed in such a way to make people think that that's where they mostly are. But the kids in the more wealthy areas have more access to money and resources to get the drug. So I would say the usage is more common in wealthy areas.
In more affluent areas might go into their parents' medicine cabinet and find prescription drugs from getting their, knee surgery or their, teeth pulled or whatever, whereas in less affluent communities that might not be the case, but there's still drug use. Sometimes, yes. I think, you know, if certain kids, you know, from different socioeconomic don't, you know, care about their grades or that doesn't matter to them, they might be more apt to do drugs. But again, I think the reasons are the same. You may come from more money, but that doesn't mean that you don't still have issues. Yes, there might be more academic stress, perhaps, in an affluent environment, or parent stress, right? But there's also parent stress in less affluent, but just for different reasons.
Many of the people I interviewed talked about wanting to escape reality. But how did smoking marijuana help alleviate their circumstances? It slows my thinking down, Richard explains, making it harder for me to have panic attacks. Under the influence of marijuana, he says, I quickly forget everything I think or do. Colors are very vibrant. It makes it seem as if the world is cloudy. Walking is extremely fun while high, he says. It feels like the world is a blur and I'm teleporting from one side of the street to the other. I can't remember crossing pathwalks or register the amount of time I've been walking. However, he notes that he does not feel happy when smoking marijuana. He simply feels more relaxed, carefree, and quicker to laugh than usual. Richard reveals that, quote, smoking marijuana brings me closer to happiness because I can't focus on what's bringing me down, but it doesn't make me happy. Marijuana is not a solution to the difficulties in my life, but rather a band-aid that I will use until I eventually escape my hardships, unquote. Richard, who has gone to both a public high school in an underprivileged area and a private high school, observes that wealthier teenagers, quote, do different drugs than less affluent kids, but that they do drugs less often, unquote. He points out that well-off high schoolers already have a much more positive life experience and are therefore less likely to use drugs to generate positive feeling. He postulates that when they do consume drugs, and often only socially, they are more likely to purchase harder, more expensive drugs. Richard believes that drug and alcohol consumption are more important for socializing at his public high school. He says that there is a stoner street where kids smoke marijuana every lunch. In his opinion, the less affluent public high school consumes a larger amount of drugs. After talking with students, a school counselor, and some of the general populace, my personal view on drugs has not changed. I still believe drug consumption to be unwise and extremely detrimental to the developing young mental capability and stability of teenagers. However, I understand why people undertake drugs much better now. Nobody likes stress, and nobody lives a life completely free of stress, no matter how rich or poor someone might be. Depending on the person, stress can affect them differently. Everyone, especially teenagers, want to escape stress and problems in their lives, and some find that drugs can temporarily alleviate that stress. In other words, for some, drugs are a way and means to escape from life's harsh reality. But drugs also demand careful use. Therein lies the crux. Some can handle drugs responsibly and some can't. But that is only me. Everybody is different. However, as drugs become more readily available, and California will soon be legalizing marijuana, how will high schoolers of my generation deal with this responsibility? This is Rhea reporting from Youth Radio.